A bulldozer tears into a small wood frame house on Life Avenue in West Dallas, the first of four on the same block that once belonged to the Gator Boys, a local gang. Robert Champion with the ATF was a leader on the investigative team that brought down the gang's operation in 2010.
These homes here, they were dealing dope out of there, narcotics. They were storing narcotics, firearms.
That's not all that was in the first of the drug houses to be demolished, says Melva Franklin, who started working with neighbors and law enforcement in 2005 to get rid of the gang.
In this house, they had wild animals. They had crocodiles and tigers in this house that would be on this neighborhood, walking along these streets, and they would threaten people.
Audrey Seals says it was actually an alligator. She grew up across the street and still owns the family home.
But it was in the house. No, they had it in the house. Alligator in the house.
Melva Franklin says this used to be a neighborhood held hostage.
Not only were they dealing drugs, but they were threatening people's lives regularly, and not just on the street. This group penetrated the entire West Dallas community.
After 20 members of the Gator Boys were arrested and convicted, the federal marshals seized the four houses on that block of Life Avenue. Under a program called Operation Goodwill, the marshal has transferred the properties to Habitat for Humanity, which will build new homes to replace the dangerous drug houses. Audrey Seals was happy to watch the first house come down.
It's a blessing. It's a blessing from God. And we could not be afraid to sleep at night. You can sleep in peace.
BJ Austin, KERA News.